Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from Ways of Glory in the studio. And I want you to know that I am your marketplace apostle today. There is a wonderful air of expectancy for the year 2016, and I, just like you, am expecting God to do marvelous things. This year, we are going to take the limits off of God. Whatever comes our way, we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is there and that He has already ordained that we should be victors in all of it. Praise the Lord. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Waves of Glory here in the studio. We thank you for tuning in today. Our special topic today is going to be 15 declarations for meditation to take you into your wealthy place. Amen. To make you prosperous. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about empowerment. We've been talking about the wealth transfer that is sure to happen. We've been talking about mastering your mindset. And today, we're going to be talking about moving your mouth in line with the Word of God. Amen. Moving your mouth in line with the Word of God. And that's what a declaration is, really, a formal announcement of something that is factual and true. So today, we're going to be speaking the Word of the Lord in declarations that are factual. And so we give God the praise this morning that everything that we say and do can be backed up by the Word of God. So first off, I want to say the Word of God out of your mouth is the same as the Word out of the mouth of God. Listen to me. Let me say that again. The Word of God out of your mouth is the same as the Word out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And we know that when God opens His mouth and speaks a thing, it is done. It is done. Hallelujah. When He opened His mouth, He said, "Let there be light." Oh, even where there was gross darkness, all He had to do was speak a word and light became. And then He divided the light simply by saying, "Let there be a greater light for the day and lesser light for the night." And God, with a word, divided the light. Glory to God. He is an amazing God. He is a powerful God. He is all-consuming, all-knowing, and all-powerful. And then we remember and realize that we are created in His likeness and in His image. And so He gave us a mouth so that the mouth, the Word of God out of our mouths is the same as the Word out of the mouth of God. Now, what the key is to get the Word of God in your mouth. I'm remembering Joshua, once Moses was taken up, seeing God had an encounter with Joshua and He gave him some instructions. That's Joshua chapter 1. He told Joshua, He said, "Let not this word depart out of your mouth." In other words, keep your mouth repeating, confessing, declaring this word, the book of the law that Moses gave you. See to it that you observe to do everything that's in it. And then the word that I've given you, which was, "No man shall be able to stand before you. Every place on which the soles of your feet shall tread, I have already given to you." He said, don't let that word slip from your mouth. Just continue to declare that word, and then you shall make your way prosperous and have good success. This is vital this morning, beloveds. It is vital that we hear the word of the Lord concerning our lives. Now, when we do our declarations today, I don't personally know what the word of the Lord is to you. I am simply going to teach you how to formulate a declaration that is powerful and filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the Word of God. You already know the Word that God has spoken over your life. May have come through a prophet or your pastor, or maybe in your time of prayer and seeking His face, God gave you a specific Word. This is the Word that He does not want you to allow to slip out of your mouth. That Word should be in your mouth continually, day and night, until you see it come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. There is an adversary in the atmosphere. We know that. And that his great charge is to try to make God out of a liar and to deceive us into thinking that God has not spoken a word of truth concerning us. But you know what? We have to engage with the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Ah, bless the Lord. Let me just kind of slow it down right here, because I want you to get the foundation this morning about your mouth. And we'll be in Exodus chapter 4. We will be in Exodus chapter 4. And this is a place where God is calling to Moses, and He is commissioning him, giving him his divine assignment to go back into Egypt and deliver the children of Israel, amen, to bring them out with a mighty hand. And God is talking with Moses face to face. And the interesting thing about Moses is he just doesn't seem to get it that he is talking to the Almighty God. He acts like he's just talking to a mere man. And if you will open your Bibles and read the whole chapter 4 of Exodus chapter 4, you will see what I am talking about. But in verse 10 of chapter 4, after God has said to him what to do, what to say, and where to go, Moses says to God, "I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since you have spoken to your servant." In other words, Moses is acting like he doesn't understand that God knows he has a speech impediment. It doesn't matter to God what kind of infraction you feel that you have, something that makes you less than or something that disqualifies you from speaking. Glory be to God. He is not concerned about that. Once he calls you, once he picks you, he chooses you, he elects you, he puts his finger on you and calls you forward, that is all that matters. But Moses said, making excuses like many of us will today and tomorrow, he says, "I'm not eloquent, neither was I before or since you spoke to me, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." That's his confession. That's what he was saying with his God-given mouth. What are the negative confessions that you are making with your mouth today? Because your life and the environment that you are now in is a result of your mouth in motion. Hallelujah. But God responded in verse 11, saying, "Who hath made man's mouth?" That's a good question, and I want you to ponder it for a moment. Who has made God's mouth? Or who makes the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? We can't give God any excuse, because he was there in the beginning and he'll be there in the end. We are a product of his own handiwork, so he knows everything there is to know about us. So there's no point in coming up with an excuse. So therefore, take your excuse and set it to the side, because we are about to go forward in the year 2016 with the Word of God in our mouths. Now, verse 12 of the same chapter says, "Now, therefore, go." That is three things that we need to ponder. When? Now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till things look better. Don't wait till circumstances change. But go now. Therefore, he said, because I'm the one who's the maker. That's what therefore means. You have to back up to the last previous verse. He says, who's did all? Didn't I do it? Am I not God? So therefore, since I am God, then this is the next commission, go. And I say that to you this morning, by the Spirit of God, I activate you. I say, since he is God and you are his, I command you in the name of Jesus, go and do that which God has commanded you to do. And he says to Moses in the same verse 12, "I will be with your mouth." He didn't say, "I'll be with you." He says, I will be with your mouth and will teach you what you are to say. Glory be to God. Amen. When we are talking today about making declarations that we can meditate on so that we may prosper. Lord, glory, glory, glory. We must remember that it is God who has given us the word to place in our mouth and that he will be with our mouth. Verse 13, Moses is not paying attention. Oh, people of God, God has just made him a promise that you cannot fail. I'm going to be me, God. I'm going to be with your mouth, and I'll tell you what to say. Moses says, please send somebody else. Please, Lord, send somebody else. Now, he was using that same mouth to resist God as he could have used to go before Pharaoh the way that God told him to do. But fear and unbelief were challenging the assignment that God was placing on his life. Fear and unbelief were challenging the assignment that God has on his life. And I would be willing to say today that if you are facing a challenge against your assignment, it is due to your fear and your unbelief. Either you are going to trust God's word or you are not. So I pray today that the Spirit of the living God would take you back to the moment when you heard the word of the Lord concerning your assignment to him today. In verse 14, we find now God is angered because unbelief angers God. And this is not the last time that we're going to see unbelief anger God. But here God is angry with Moses, and he said, listen, Aaron is going to come out to meet you, and he's going to be glad to see you. So what I'm going to do, I know that Aaron speaks well, so I'm going to tell you, God is still not letting Moses off the hook. He says, I'm going to tell you the word. You're going to tell Aaron what to say, and then Aaron's going to say it. Isn't that just a middleman? Why was that necessary? Why do we make God go jump through hoops and do the things that we want to do? But because he loves us and he understands who we are, he understands that we are but dust. He understands that we are created out of the dust of the ground, and yet he loves us because we are created in his image. So in spite of his anger with Moses, he decides to hear him out and give him someone to use as a mouthpiece. Verse 15, God says, you shall speak to him, that's put words in his mouth. You shall put words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth again, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. So God didn't change his mind, did he? He just kept right on saying what it is he said to Moses in the beginning. And this is a clue to you and to me today that once we have the word of God in our mouth, we are not to take down. We are not to back up. We're not to turn around. We're not to go the other way. We're to keep on pushing with that word. And we'll see this throughout the word of God from the beginning the way back to the maps in the back of the book, that God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he uttered in Genesis is still true today. If you don't believe me, step outside and take a look up at the light in the sky called the sun, and when you get ready to turn in for the night, go outside, take a look up at the light in the evening called the moon, and you know that the word of God is holding its own. It is lasting from everlasting to everlasting, and it will not falter. Glory be to God. Then again, God is saying to him, he shall be a spokesman to the people. Excuse me. He shall be to you as a mouth. Amen. When Aaron's open his mouth, it's going to be like your mouth, Moses. Glory be to God. I need you to get this morning. Then he says, you shall be to him as God. So instead of him coming to me, he's going to come to you, Moses. I'm going to tell you what to say. You're going to put my word in his mouth, and he's going to speak it out. So that's why I'm declaring to you today that the word of God out of your mouth is the same as the word out of the mouth of God. Just like God promised Moses that he would be with his mouth, as long as we are speaking the word of God, he will likewise be with our mouth. And then the scripture tells us Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord and all the signs which he had commanded him. It was unnecessary, but God allowed it. And so he still had to use his mouth. God was still with his mouth as he was with Aaron's mouth. Then we are going to rush over to Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Then we'll get into our declarations because our time is swiftly moving here. Didn't expect it to go this fast this morning, but it's okay. As long as you get the fundamentals, you can formulate your own declarations by going into the Word of God and seeing what it says about you. Amen. Romans 10:8 says, but what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It is the word of faith which we preach. And this is a reference and a quote from the book of Deuteronomy where Moses was getting ready to pass off of the scene, and he was speaking to the people of Israel as they were going in to the promised land and telling them to hold fast to the word that God has promised, the blessings versus the cursings. He says, this is the word. He said, the word, the promise of God is not far from you. It's not far away. Oh, my God, let this be a revelation to you today. The promise of God is not far away from you. It is nigh. It is near unto you, even in your mouth and in your heart. So what you have to do is begin to speak it and begin to observe to do it. Then prosperity, he says, see, I have set before you, this is verse 15, I have set before you, that's Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity. So he was giving them the choice whether or not they would believe God and obey and enjoy prosperity, or whether they would resist and follow after the gods of another land, and then they would go into death and adversity. So this is the point that I've come to understand, is that prosperity is a matter of choice. Hey, glory to God. Prosperity is a matter of choice. So it is up to you whether or not you will prosper. For God has already spoken a word in Jeremiah 29:11, letting us know that he has plans to prosper you. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. In other words, it is settled. It is a done deal. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to, let me say it again, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future, to bring you to an expected end. Now, that is one verse of scripture that you can declare for your own prosperity. You can formulate that word and declare that I prosper now because God has planned for me to prosper and to give me a hope and a future and to bring me to an expected end. That's a declaration. You can get up, stand up, right, declare, I am prosperous because God has already planned for me to prosper and to have a hope and a great future. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go through these declarations 1 through 10, but that's just the way we begin to formulate your prosper, your declaration, so that you might prosper. And meditation means that you actually mutter over and over under your breath this particular proclamation, which is your declaration. Mutter it over and over. You might want to go in the bathroom, stand in the mirror, and say to yourself, I am now prospering because God has plans for me to prosper, to give me a hope and a future. I am now prospering, for God has prospered me. He has plans to prosper me and to give me a hope and a future. God has plans for me to prosper and not harm me, to give me a hope and a future. And you keep saying that over and over and over again till that gets down in your heart, because at first it's going to start in your head. But what needs to happen is the word that is in your mouth needs to get in your heart, so that when your heart, when your mouth speaks, it speaks out of the abundance of your heart. This is some of the problem with our declaration, is that we're just repeating things like a parrot. We're just repeating what we heard pastor say. We're just repeating what we heard the prophet say. But we haven't meditated on the word until it fills our heart. Once that word fills your heart, it will speak out of your mouth. When it comes up against a circumstance, it will automatically come to the surface, and you will speak a word of power. You will speak a word of declaration, but it's going to take you engaging in some special activity. activity of being intentional to get your heart in tune, glory to God. Get the word of God nigh to your heart. Get your heart nigh to the word of God. Listen, there was one thing that God said about the children of Israel when they came with their mouth speaking, but their heart wasn't in it. He says, these people draw near unto me with their mouths, but their heart is far from me. So God does not just want your mouth, glory to God, but he wants your heart to connect your mouth and vice versa. So when we draw near to him, bringing him his word, we're not only bringing the word, but we're bringing our hearts too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. First declaration. As long as I seek the Lord causes me to prosper. We are basing this on 2 Chronicles 26:5. I'll read the scripture verse, but you're going to have to write it down or come back and get this this audio, write it down, read it. You have to do some work. Don't expect the preacher to always do all the work for you. That's just one of my little pet peeves. Amen. I believe you should study to show yourself approved unto God. Don't just sit back like babes and wait for a worm to be dropped in your mouth when your legs are hanging over the cliff. Somebody said the other day, they don't mind ministering and serving the people of God, but when they have to brush your mustache to the side to give you your bottle, something's wrong with that. So let me just go back and repeat. 2 Chronicles 26:5, this is my declaration. As long as I seek the Lord causes me to prosper. Or if you want to see, the Lord causes me to prosper as long as I seek him. That's a declaration. You stand in the mirror. You stand flat-footed. You speak it aloud, and you speak it over and over and over again till it comes revelation in your spirit, man, and in your heart. Declaration number two. Because I am a giver, it shall be given to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall be given to my bosom. Based on Luke 6:38, we know all about that verse, especially if we've been in church doing offering time, that the person who is conducting the offering will often use Luke 6:38. But the word of God is saying to us, is talking about giving in general, giving to our fellow man, giving round about us, giving in our community, that we just have an attitude and a mode of being in the operation of giving, that we are a giver at all times. So when you are a giver, number two, it says, it shall be given to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Glory to God, you can be assured that is the word of the Lord. Number three, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's out of Ephesians chapter 6, round about the 10th or 12th verse. I didn't quite write that one down, but you can go look it up. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, round the 10th or 12th verse. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory be to God. That's meaning anything come against you, you are able to overcome it. Number four, I am strong. I display strength and do exploits because I know my God. This is Daniel 11:32. And when you read it in a different version, it says, I display strength and take action because I know my God. Hallelujah. When you know God and you know he's for you, glory to God. And when you know that he is for you, you know that he is more than the world against you. Therefore, you can boldly declare, I display strength and take action. Hey, hallelujah, because I know my God and I know that he's with me. Amen. Number five, I have the favor of God on my life because the set time to favor me has come. That's Psalm 102, verse 3. I have the favor of God on my life because the set time to favor me has come. Once again, you're standing flat-footed. You're looking in the mirror. You're convincing your heart that God is favoring you and that this is your time. Using as your basis Psalm 102, verse 3. Number 6, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and he vindicates me. I see a lot of people on Facebook talking about their haters and that God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Amen. That's another declaration out of Psalms 23, that the Lord is preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You can speak that word into your life today, but I was speaking to you out of 2 Corinthians 5:12 and also 54:17. I put both of those together. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians 5:12. Therefore, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and he vindicates me. That's 54:17. Glory be to God. I feel the word of the Lord bubbling up on the inside of my spirit, even as I'm sharing these declarations with you. Number 7. I am prosperous because God has planned for me to prosper and give me a hope in the future. Remember, I told you that was Jeremiah 29:11. Number 8, all my needs are supplied because my God multiplies my seed sown and increases the fruits of righteousness. That's 2 Corinthians 9:10. Sometimes we like to grab hold of a scripture and we don't read the scripture ahead of or the one behind it. But I want you to understand that when you minister to the needs of the saints, those who have less than you, in the body of Christ, when you minister to their needs, God says he will multiply the seed sown and increase the fruits of righteousness. Glory be to God. Therefore, anything that you have sown towards helping others in the body of Christ, and this is what this passage is talking about, it will bring forth needs being supplied. So don't just think because you're standing around the marketplace and standing on the fringes of the church and you go to church every now and then, and you may even read your Bible sometimes, and then when you have a need, you think you can just pop up and quote this scripture? No way, no, no way, no way. There is some prerequisites to all your needs being supplied. Amen. And that means you're going to have to be faithful, willing, and obedient, Isaiah chapter 1 tells us. Now, number 9, I am, you can say to yourself, I am enriched in every way so that I can be generous on every occasion and through my generosity bring thanksgiving unto God. Amen. Speak a word of generosity, surplus and generosity into your life according to 2 Corinthians 9:11. I am enriched in every way so that I can be generous every occasion and through my generosity bring thanksgiving unto God. 2 Corinthians 9:11. You have to go into the word of God and find the word that coincides with the proclamation and declaration that you are making. And this has been 9 proclamations or declarations that talk about your personal prosperity, your finances. There's even, you can prophesy over your life concerning your health and say, I know that I am healed because by his stripes I am healed in the name of Jesus. You can go into the word of God and discover what does it say about health. There's another verse of scripture that says, excuse me, in Jeremiah 37:17, my health is restored because he restores my health and heals my wounds. Hallelujah. That's a promise of God to the people of God that he will restore your health and heal your wounds. And that can be physical wounds, that can be mental and emotional wounds, that can be spiritual wounds. But whatever your weakness or infirmity, God will heal that thing. In Proverbs 4:22, he says, the instructions of my Father are life to me and health to my whole body. So if you're feeling sick in your body, hallelujah, glory to God, you can find more than one scripture to convince you and convince your heart that God wants to heal you and make you whole. Glory be to God. The same thing goes for wealth and prosperity. It's in the word of God. Do a word search. I'm not doing your work for you today. I'm just leading you to the trough, hoping and praying that you will dip down and begin to drink from the well of life. Glory be to God. Now, that was 9 declarations, and those were for personal prosperity. But listen, I want to talk to you about your kingdom assignment as we're getting ready to close here. Therefore, I want to say to you, there's something in the Word of God you need to be confessing and declaring as a member of the body of God, as a believer, so that we might extend the reach of the kingdom of God from coast to coast to coast to coast to coast to coast, till every nation is covered by this word. And this word is found in Mark 16:17-18, as well as in Matthew 11:5. This word is our declaration, which declares, in the name of Jesus, I cast I lay hands on the sick and they recover. I speak with new tongues. I tread on serpents and scorpions. I open blinded eyes, cause the lame to walk, the dumb to talk, the deaf to hear, and the dead are raised to life again. That is a portion of scripture that we need to be confessing over our lives so that we don't have to wait till the last minute and try to drum up some type of anointing. Glory be to God. When somebody calls us to pray, we'll always be filled with the Spirit of the living God and with power. Glory be to God. And the last one is, I open my mouth to speak words of reconciliation, and my speech is always seasoned with salt so that I minister grace to everyone who hears me. We have a divine assignment in the earth, people. Found in 2 Corinthians 5:18 as well as Ephesians 4:29. So when you begin to declare and make meditation on the word of the Lord so that you may prosper, don't just think about physical health and wealth, but think about your spiritual assignment for the kingdom of God. And go into the word of God and find those scriptures that tell you who you are in God and what it is that you are called to do. We are called to be light in this dark world. And so therefore you can even find the scripture and declare, I am the light of the world, because that is exactly what Jesus said that we are. Amen, amen, amen. We're out of time here this morning on Waves of Glory. Hallelujah. But I assure you that if you will follow the mandates and go into the word of God and begin to declare this word over your life, you will see a changed life in the year 2016. God bless you. We love you. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, your marketplace apostle, saying, God bless you and we love you. Remember, you are not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. Have an awesome week. Amen.